trying to help us understand the issues that impact all of us as Texans. There's a new bipartisan effort to do that, and joining me to talk about this, it's a brand new website called MustReadTexas.com. Democrat Jason Stanford and Republican Matt Mikowiak. Let me have you both say good morning at once so it's bad radio. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You guys did okay with it. All right. So let me start with you, Matt. What's the point here? Why are you doing this?
You know, Jason, I feel like Texas has so much good journalism being done, and because there's no statewide newspaper, no statewide radio station, and no statewide television station, you know, people in Dallas are missing important news in Houston and vice versa, and all across the state people are missing things every day. So we wanted to come together in a bipartisan way and present the top news, the top opinion, the top editorials, and the top blogging every single day in a clear, easy-to-read, user-friendly way for Texans.
All right, maybe it seems obvious, but Jason, why is that necessary for people to understand, if they're listening here in Houston, why do they need to know about what's happening in Dallas, what's happening in Austin, what's happening in San Antonio? I mean, people kind of get that anyway when we do, the statewide stuff, here on the radio or on television stations. But why is it people need to understand those things in depth?
Well, I'm not sure anyone understands anything in depth, but it'd be nice if they knew about it in the first place. I mean, you get good interviews. Brad Watson on his Sunday morning TV show up at WFAA in Dallas gets really good interviews. People around the state don't know it. These things, something could I could appear naked on Brad Watson's TV show, and no one in Houston would know it. Thank God. But what we need are for scandals and for news stories and for discussions to start circulating in Texas, because right now things are getting siloed. And I think there's been a lot of new generation of news in Texas, your radio show being one of them, Texas Tribune being another, and their partnership with the New York Times being very important. But this is a way to kind of gather it all together so we can have discussions about it.
Yeah, interesting. Matt, what are some of the things that you think maybe people across this state are not getting enough on and not getting this kind of perspective on?
Well, as Jason said, I think that if you're in Houston, you're probably paying attention to Houston news sources, and that's important for your local news and perhaps even for state and national news. But there's lots of just great work being done across the state, from columnists who've been around a long time to folks that have TV shows like Brad Watson at WFA in Dallas or radio shows across the state, Mark Davis at WBAP and other stations across the state. So, look, we wanted this to be easy for people, and we wanted it to be the first thing they look at in the morning, instead of having to read five newspapers online and checking blogs and listening to Mark Davis all day and all these other, listening to Scott Braddock in the afternoon. Instead of having to do all those things, we could put all the best, most impactful, most dynamic, most important journalism in one place at one time. You can follow the Twitter feed at MustReadTexas or at MustReadTexas.com, so you can go there and see what's happening across Texas on any given day, 365 days a year.
Now, it's okay to say people shouldn't listen to Mark Davis all the time, but don't discourage people from listening to me. All right.
Oh.
That's Matt Mikowiak, who is a Republican strategist, also a Democrat, Jason Stanford, and their new website, which you should check out, looks real good here, is MustReadTexas.com. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, buddy.